The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Brewer Media Group.
It's time for the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour. Gain practical advice on financing, mortgages, small businesses, and life with Ben Phillips of Home Rage Mortgages and Sabrina Smedley of Sabrina Realty Associates. Learn the inside tips from two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area. And now, here are your hosts, Sabrina and Ben.
Good Labor Day weekend morning, Sabrina.
Good morning, Ben.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just impressed that you're here in the studios. I really thought I'd get stood up this morning because Labor Day weekend, you are never here on a holiday.
I know, and I've been telling you about this trip I'm going to take. I've been telling you, and I'm like, it's my mom's 64th birthday weekend.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Cheryl Phillips. You're awesome. Love you.
Your son just told your age on the air.
Oh, goodness gracious. Now I'm in trouble again.
So what? I'm surprised that you're in town and not out of town. You know, you are my mentor. You're the one I look up to. And, you know, when I grow up, who do I want to be like? I want to be like Ben, where I make all this money and I can travel all the time. And so I'm impressed that you're here working.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's an honor to not take a holiday.
Yeah. So anyway, well, happy birthday to your mom. I hope you're going to do something special with her this weekend. My husband's trying to talk me into a road trip, so we'll see who wins on that.
Hey, what, you gonna go buy another car or something?
Not me. No, he's found one for his sister this time. No, we're not in the market for any more toys. As a matter of fact, we need to sell a few.
Let's sell the toys or pay off the toys, right?
Exactly.
That's the way life is.
So, what are the rates doing now?
Ooh, well, the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour is all about helping folks win in their home financing.
Exactly.
And guess what? The market is playing nice right now, folks. The interest rate today on a 30-year loan is 3.55%.
3.55.
3.55.
Okay, now, we've been hearing all this talk about a recession, which I've came up with my own name for it, okay?
Okay, let's hear
this. I call it the pseudo-recession, because if this is a recession, I mean, I'm loving it, are you not?
Yeah, it's like pseudo-news.
It's like, exactly. Pseudo-recession. So
so that's a new coin. So are we going to see that on Facebook today?
I don't know. We'll see. But, I mean, if this is a recession, I'm loving it, because the market has not slowed down. You just shared with our listeners that rates are at 3.55%.
Right. And our pipeline at Home Rate Mortgage is the best it's ever been.
That is
unbelievable. People are refinancing. People are buying homes. It is absolutely coming off the shelves. We're at capacity.
Yeah.
And all my friends that own businesses, they're at capacity right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, they are working hard. They're working overtime. They're working weekends. So I don't know exactly what the news is talking about, but everybody seems to be busy. And, you know, we always have to fight. There's always two sides to a coin, but you have to keep on going.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I was a college athlete. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that my coach said is, without resistance, there is no triumph.
Absolutely.
Without resistance, there is no success.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? Let's go ahead and jump into these successful rates right now. Folks, you've got something to be triumphant about. Check this out. Now, don't you have a listing
that
we can put
this? Well, I want to do a spotlight. Let's do a spotlight listing, okay? Because, listen, for anybody riding around beautiful Labor Day weekend, you're in the market to buy a house because you've just heard how great the rates are. Let's say that you need a bigger home. Okay, because these folks are downsizing and they have just reduced the price. Okay, imagine this in the heart of East Brainerd, great location, zoned for East Hamilton schools, great schools.
I know, I've got somebody for you already.
3,900 square feet.
Oh,
listen to
got
this.
It. Done.
3,900 square feet. Do you know how big that house is?
It might be two levels
on a full basement. It has an in-law suite.
What is it going to be, 400?
How unique is that? It has an in-law
suite. It has an in-law suite on the property?
Has an in-law suite with a kitchen and everything.
No way.
On the property. It's in a cul-de-sac, an acre lot.
What?
Well, what subdivision can you find an acre lot in nowadays?
Well, it's going to be like, okay, 450, right?
You want to talk about
450,000.
No, listen. Four bedroom, four bath.
450,000. It's got to be 450. 450,000.
309. $309,000.
Okay, hold on. Let me do. Okay, so I just told everybody the rates.
I'll give you the address. That way, anybody listen, right around this weekend, it's in Hurricane Creek. Easy to find right there off East Brainerd Road at the Publix. 9205 Tamara Lane.
9205 Tamara Lane.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's 37421, Chattanooga. Yep. Look it up, folks. Call Sabrina at 499.
Just under 4,000 square feet, 499-7780.
And here's the, here's
go to our website, sabrinarealty.com. Okay. You can see all the pictures.
While you've been jibber-jabbing about this incredible house and incredible deal, and by the way, it's going to sell today.
I'm not kidding.
It's going to sell today. I have been calculating payments. I have been calculating payments on, and I'm not even going to use 3.55. I'm going to use 3.67.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to assume that they have a 719 credit score instead of a 720.
Okay.
So if you have a 700 credit score, you're going to be able to get a 3.675 30-year on this house at 309. We're going to put, now I'm going to write down three options.
Okay.
So for all you folks that have $61,800 down, which is 20%,
yeah,
your payment is going to be $1,134. $1,134. Folks, that's not even a, that's a car payment these days.
Where this home is located, you can't rent a two-bedroom, one-bath for that price.
And you were just talking about that.
And I'm talking about almost 4,000 square feet for this price, sitting on an acre of land, which is very rare in a subdivision.
Now, you just talked about this. There's someone down there. There's someone out there right now driving down the road looking at houses.
That's
and
right.
You know why they're looking at houses? Because they're renting a two-bedroom for about $1,600
exactly.
a month.
Exactly.
In an apartment complex. And the best thing it's got is the fact that it's gated. But guess what? You're gated in with a bunch of hoodlums. You know? I mean, you don't want these people living right next to you and
exactly.
banging on the walls. And you've got your home on Tamara Lane,
9205 Tamara Lane. Put that in your GPS.
But somebody's upset right now at me. They're going, but I don't have $62,000 to put
right.
down to get out $1,100.
Well, there's other loans out there.
Well, let me give you a payment option number
Absolutely.
Two.
Absolutely.
Number
let's
two, we're going to, okay, let's say you only have 5% down. And 5% down means you've only got about $15,300 down.
Mm-hmm.
$15,000. If you got $15,000 down, I can give you a principal and interest payment right now of $1,350 a month.
That's unbelievable.
That's still $300 less than your rent payment on a two-bedroom. You're getting a four-bedroom
exactly.
private lot, mother-in-law suite for mom.
Exactly.
Heck, she can pay you $600 a month off her Social Security
absolutely.
Check.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is absolutely
incredible.
I like
incredible. The way you think, Ben. I love the way you think.
You know what that means?
And guess what? Mommy has her own entrance, too. She don't even have to come through
the
main two
levels. Are you telling me?
She's got her own entrance to the in-law suite. I mean, everyone thought ahead on this home. It's unbelievable. So
these people must need to sell really bad because in this market,
we found them something already.
So
we've already got
move.
Something under contract. So we're
so this
ready.
Is like a Labor
we
Day,
are motivated.
Labor
this
Day
is our
weekend
Labor Day
sale.
Special.
Holy cow. If you're just now joining us, folks, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour, and it is an hour indeed, isn't it, Sabrina?
Absolutely. Well, we've got a packed show today. We're going to talk about if you're going to sell your home in the fall, some great fall decor ideas to help you sell your home fast. We're also going to talk about things you need to do to your homes in terms of maintenance. It's a checklist for every season. So you're going to want to stay tuned because this is very valuable information. We're also going to have some special guests in the studios.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have, we'll save that for the next segment.
I think I see them around too.
But anyway, we're going to have a lot to offer. We love every weekend to educate our audience, tell them about what's going on, what's the latest and greatest news in the real estate market,
right.
in the mortgage market. Every week, Ben, what has fascinated me is every week you guys come in and talk about these rates, and it seems like they're going down further and further and further.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's definitely driving things, too, because the amount of application volume right now
mm-hmm.
is at a record. I've been doing this for 19 years, Sabrina.
Yeah.
This is a record amount. How many did we get, Eric? About 650 applications, real applications.
Yeah.
It's amazing what's going on, and we can't hardly keep it together. We're having to make some stricter policies on things, so it has its own little resistance issues, but that's the beauty about owning a business and making good decisions. It's all about thinking critically and
right.
making good decisions so that you can help the majority of the people succeed and get this opportunistic rate that's
exactly
out, available right
and
now.
Ben, you just shared how easily someone can purchase a $309,000 home because the rates are so
down
with 5%
with
down
with just a payment of $1,350 a month.
And you know, there's listeners out there listening to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour right now, and they're thinking, I can't afford $309,000, right?
Yep. Well, we just
not everybody can
that.
Afford that. Not everybody can go up to $1,000 a month on a payment. You guys have a lot of loans out there. And, you know, some folks are scared. They think that homeownership is not obtainable for them because they don't have a big down payment and stuff. But you guys at HomeRate, that's why I like to send my business to you all. You have so much more than just a typical bank has to offer. But you guys have loans that are 100% financing. You've got FHA loans that only require 3.5% down.
Right.
And they don't have to have that 720 credit score. Talk a little bit about that, because anybody listening driving around this morning, we want them to be in the market to buy a home.
Yeah.
We want them to call Sabrina Realty and Home Rate Mortgage.
Absolutely. And we can't stress it enough, because the fact is home ownership changes your financial life. The average homeowner in America right now is now worth $208,000.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out.
Yeah.
$208,000 is the average homeowner in America. I know there's above average. I know there's below average. But the average homeowner is worth $208,000. So
he's talking to our renters out there. Stop making
renters,
your landlord rich.
So renters, I'm talking to you. Guess what the average renter in America is worth, okay? Because we're going to do a little math lesson real quick to leverage this up. You are worth a little over $4,000.
Compared to $207,000.
$208,000.
Unbelievable.
So do the math. $208,000 minus $4,000. That means the average homeowner in America is worth $204,000.
I think you're giving our renters a complex right now.
Well, you know, maybe so. But here's the deal. I've been doing this for 19 years, and I had a guy come up to me recently, and he said, Ben, you helped sell me a house back in 2003, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, then I did a cash out refinance with you in 2009 during the recession.
Mm-hmm.
And I got $36,000 cash out. He's like, you changed my life forever, because I'm about to tell you what I did.
That's awesome.
He started a trucking company. He started a trucking company, and he's worth over $1 million, he said
that
to me.
That is so awesome.
And, I mean, I felt like I was levitating off the ground
when
he said that
to me.
Oh,
yeah, that's awesome. But those are the stories we want to hear about. That's the kind of feedback.
And people wonder
want.
Why I'm passionate and why I'm excited about what I do. Well, I can tell you why. Because of the results, folks. I'm a results-oriented person, and I love seeing the results that good mortgage financing, good real estate agent, getting them in the right house.
Right, absolutely.
That's what it does for people, and that's changing people's lives for the better. Hey, it's not easy, but if you want to rent for the rest of your life, you can do some simple math and figure out how much you're going to pay.
And we know,
it's a lot more.
And we know millennials are smart.
They are
and
smart.
And we're seeing in statistics, they're the ones that are coming in the market that are going to be driving the market for the next year. It's going to be millennials. So, Ben, talk to them. For those young folks out there that don't have a lot of cash on hand, they need to call Home Rate Mortgage to see if they qualify for a USDA loan, which is 100% loan.
620 is the minimum score I need to have you to get an FHA loan right now.
Exactly.
So millennials, you've got it. You're there. And if you're not there, still call us, because we'll look at your credit. And we analyze more credit per month than any mortgage or credit company. You could probably add them all up together and it wouldn't add up. And that's a little that sounds a little confident statement. But I am dead serious. We spend 5 figures a month on credit pulls.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a system, a very expensive system that we run it through, and it works like a charm 100% of the time.
Well, but
and it gets their credit. It tells them, hey, do this, this, and this. Oh, that's $400, and you'll have that 618 score will be a 680 score. Now their mortgage payment just dropped $200.
And what are the rates? What are the rates on this loan? They're still good, right?
Oh, they're still in the threes.
Yeah,
they're still in the threes.
We,
you know, we give great deals no matter what. And, you know, to be in the around that 3.875% on an FHA loan right now, you are sitting pretty. You're still under. You're right there around inflation. Folks, we've got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
MLS 2239.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high-interest credit card debt into one low fixed-rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com. Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money, and if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. We just helped a North Georgia teacher. Her mortgage rate was too high. She had $31,000 in debt. She wanted to retire sooner. Many financial goals, folks, but she made the call to Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We lowered her rate 1%. We paid off $31,000 in debt. We got her on the road to retiring faster. She saved her family $450 per month. The best part? She bragged about the Home Rate Mortgage experience. Folks, it's easy and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. There's no cost and no obligation. So why wouldn't you call? HomeRateMortgage.com, 805-9100, HomeRateMortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9. Ben, it is time to bring our special guests into the studios this morning. This morning we have Stacy Landrum and Lori Howard in, and they're going to talk about Open Arms Care Corporation and an event they have coming up. So I've never heard of Open Arms Corporation. So no, sorry, but I've never heard of it. So what is Open Arms?
Well, first of all, thank you, Ben and Sabrina, for having us on your show this morning.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Open Arms Care first started back in 1988. Mm-hmm. We have group homes across the state of Tennessee. We have 10 group homes in the Chattanooga area, and we provide intellectual and developmental disabilities services for individuals who have intellectual and developmental disabilities. We have a day service building that provides vocational supports mm-hmm. for them, teaches them life skills. We want our clients to have the most dignified and lead a meaningful life as you and I live mm-hmm. Out in the community. So each year we put on a fundraiser. This year it will be our 14th year. Mm-hmm. It's a bike challenge. Cyclists come out. We're very grateful. We normally have around the same 150 cyclists that started with us back in 2005.
Yeah.
So that's Open Arms Care, and we're a nonprofit. So this fundraiser helps to fund vacations for the clients, other things that they may want to do outside of the scope of what we're provided by the state of Tennessee.
So is this event for serious cyclists, or can anybody,
you know,
can I bring my training wheels?
Guess what, Sabrina? You can participate.
My training wheels.
Have you got a
geriatric lane?
We'll help.
Are you going to bring some of that Kiwanis food?
That's right. We'll bring some Kiwanis barbecue. Ben got a hold of that stuff.
Oh, I came through there instantly. I was there.
But it is family friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a family friendly event. Mm-hmm. And as Lori said, a lot of the bikers, they just do it year after year with us. One thing that one thing that makes it a little different than mm-hmm. some of the other bike rides, mm-hmm. we're out in the country. You know, you start and end in the country.
Oh, that's awesome. How far is it?
You have a choice. You can go 26 miles, 42 miles, or if you're real adventurous, 62 miles.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, put me in the geriatric lane and let me do you have a 12 mile?
We might come up with that. Now, the 62 mile does cover White Oak Mountain.
Oh, my goodness.
You will climb it.
That's funny. I actually walked up White Oak Mountain this week.
So
that is a long ride.
We have a lot of people that do the 62 mile, and their time to get back from the time the ride starts at 8:30, a lot of them are back by 10:15. I mean, they push it. They will not even stop at a SAG stop. They are so serious.
I mean, this sounds like Iron Man or something.
But no, the 26 mile is very easy, simple. Mm-hmm. Anyone could ride it.
What's the age groups on that? Is there like an age group for kids?
We've had some children that have ridden in our ride in the past. You know, I wouldn't think anyone below age of 12 or 13.
Have you got a rescue squad if somebody can't make it?
Yes, tell them about that, Lori.
Hey, bring your helicopter.
we're equipped to handle every situation.
We actually have what we call SAG stops and supports. So we have someone that follows behind all the 26-milers, the 42-milers, and the 62 in a vehicle that makes sure everyone, if anyone needs help, has a flat. Mm-hmm. We have support stops to where they serve water, Gatorade, food. Our family support stop is at our two newest homes on Gamble Road.
Yeah.
And they provide all homemade food.
And listen,
goodies.
That's where I work. That's
I'll
where
be
I'm
stopping
assigned.
There.
And it
is the bomb.
So you guys are raising money, right? Mm-hmm. And what exactly does the money go towards?
It goes toward, at our day service building a couple years ago, we needed to put down new flooring, rip up the carpet, and put down new tile flooring. flooring, so it went for that. Two of our homes on Highway 58 needed chain link fencing to protect, you know, the individuals from getting out on Highway 58 for their safety needs. So the money goes to that. We had several clients that wanted to go on a cruise that have went to Disney World.
Oh, wow.
Those things, you know, they don't have the money for that, and the state is reimbursable. So
it's almost like a make-a-wish thing, you know.
Yeah.
Our clients, that's a dream trip for them.
Yeah.
Right.
We're able to provide that.
That's awesome. Well, you know, Ben and I, we're all about every week. We like to have a guest on to highlight if it's a local business. Mm-hmm. We really much want to support our locally small business owners and help them thrive. And, you know, you guys, Stacy's been on before talking about all the great work the Kiwanis does with children and just all the different organizations that you guys partner with just to have a positive impact on the life of a child. And that's why Ben and I, we really believe in giving back. And as we're blessed, we want to give back. So we love the opportunity to have folks on to talk about giving back. So I appreciate y'all for coming in this morning. I'm curious, this Open Arms, you said you're working with individuals who are intellectually challenged physically.
And developmentally.
So are you guys, do you work with Orange Grove or?
We are a smaller version of Orange Grove. Okay. We're similar to them. We do not have the waiver program that they have. We are strictly ICF. Our group homes are ICF funded.
Okay.
So we're a little bit different. Orange Grove is larger.
What does ICF mean?
ICF is an intermediate care facility, which means our clients live on air in the group home. And so we have 24 care services for them. We have direct support professionals, which is Stacy. Stacy works for Open Arms Care also.
Yeah.
We have 24 care with nursing. We have our own medical director, physical therapist.
Wow.
Occupational therapist, psychiatrist.
Wow.
So we have all that on staff and provide the needs for the clients.
So as far as children, and hopefully I'm not misspeaking here, but I think of the word autism when I think of intellectual and developmental disabilities. Yeah. So are these mostly children then that are autistic sort of?
Our clients have to be diagnosed prior to the age of 18 with intellectual developmental disability. So we have some clients that they range from the age of 18 to in their
80s.
Wow. So
we have all age groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And you know, speaking from my role as, you know, direct support professional, I don't look like a professional, do I, Sabrina?
Yeah.
But I are one.
You said that, Stacy. I did.
I just teased. Anyway, the thing that sets it apart for me when I'm, and this is why I love to work at Open Arms in a direct care capacity, is that a lot of our clients, some of them have families, and some don't. For a lot of our clients, we're the only family they have.
Yeah.
And we provide a home environment.
Yeah.
There's nothing institutional about the way we operate.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that really appealed to me when I started to work with Open Arms 7 years ago.
Right.
And I have two children that are special needs, so I knew all about the environment of working with special needs individuals.
Yeah.
But it blew me away to realize, you know, this is their home, not my home, but I'm privileged to work in their home and to take care of them. And Lori mentioned I'd like to read our mission statement.
Go ahead.
Our mission statement is to support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities to reach their, listen to this, to reach their maximum potential and to lead dignified and meaningful lives.
If you're just now joining us, folks, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. We have Stacy Landrum and Lori Howard with Open Arms Care Corporation, basically a company that an organization here in the Chattanooga area that makes a huge impact on children's and adults' lives that are having developmental disabilities. They're telling us the mission. They're needing support, and it seems like an amazing. You said 7 years, Stacy?
Yeah, 7.5 years. You know, okay, I'm gonna give my age away. I know I don't look it, but I'm actually 70 years old. I know, Sabrina. I look
younger. No, you don't.
Nah. But anyway, I call this my post-retirement position. Yeah. We were talking off air, Sabrina, about a labor of love.
Exactly.
This is a labor of love for me.
Absolutely.
God has a sense of humor.
Let me tell you. Absolutely.
Because I've got younger children. Mm-hmm. I figured out, Ben, I can retire at age 100, so I've got 30 more years.
Well, a lot of incentive to keep living.
Yeah,
because
my wife and I adopted 4 kids, and I'm an older dad. But I found myself. You know, retiring from the insurance and investment profession 7-8 years ago, and I thought, I want to do something meaningful.
That's awesome.
I still need the money. My kids are still young, so I'm not going to lie. I need a paying job.
Right.
But I love Open Arms.
Yeah.
And our bike ride, this thing, we call it the Ride to Provide. So they're riding to provide, mm-hmm. not for us, but for our clients.
Right.
I mentioned real quick that it's $30 in advance if people want to register per rider.
How do they register? They can give that information. How do they get in touch with you or register for this event?
You can register on www.active.com. You can visit our Open Arms Care Ride to Provide Facebook page. Has more information. Or you can contact me at the office.
What's that phone number?
It's area code 423-238-9636, and just ask for Lori Howard. I can get you a brochure. I can email it. I'll meet you. I'll pick up the $30 or whatever to get you registered. Every registration gets a long sleeve T-shirt, and we have a goodie bag that's provided.
Yeah, and you get to rub elbows and ride bikes for a good cause. Have a good time.
Do you guys still need volunteers to help with this event?
We still need some volunteers. We're still looking for our naming sponsor. It's a little late in the game, but we'll take it. We have different levels of sponsorship. You talk about the economy being a little tough right now, but it's hard to get those sponsorships. So we're struggling a little bit this year with that. So we're still looking for those. After the riders get finished, we have a meal for them. We grill for them, hamburgers, hot dogs, black bean burgers. Mm-hmm. And they just sit and socialize. So it's a great
atmosphere. You can't buy a long sleeve shirt.
I was going to say, they get their money back.
And get a meal and hang out with friends for 30
That's
bucks.
Right.
It just doesn't happen.
And listen,
have the opportunity to make a difference.
Right. Yeah. And if you're like me, I'm a procrastinator. So if it rolls around to the day of, you could still register the day of.
Yeah.
Starting at 7 o'clock, and it's $5 more, Lori?
Yeah, $5 more.
One, a lot of my friends that are cyclists and runners, they will enjoy doing this, but they go to active.com and do that. So just look up the Ride to Provide.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the 14th year, folks. This is a very good ride. An organization putting on something like this for 14 years says something, and think about it. We're talking about living meaningful lives today, about making an impact on our children, because we were all children once.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, we needed people to make an impact on us. So there's people out there right now listening to our show saying, you know what, maybe I need to volunteer and step up and help the Ride to Provide and make an impact on children's lives and other people's lives. So folks, get out there and do that. Their number again is 238-9636. And, you know, We just really appreciate y'all coming out here today.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you both. And again, it's September the 14th. The registration will begin at 7 a.m. and the ride begins at 8:30 a.m.
Yes.
So we'll pray that you guys have great weather that day. And thank you for your heart to give back and just to impact lives in a positive way. That means a lot. And Stacy, thanks for all that you do with this and the Kiwanis and everything.
We appreciate y'all very much.
Thank you.
Folks, we'll be right back.
Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money
And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now. 805-9100. We just helped a North Georgia teacher. Her mortgage rate was too high. She had $31,000 in debt. She wanted to retire sooner. Many financial goals, folks, but she made the call to Home Rate Mortgage. 805-9100. We lowered her rate 1%. We paid off $31,000 in debt. We got her on the road to retiring faster. She saved her family $450 per month. The best part, she bragged about the Home Rate Mortgage experience. Folks, it's easy and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. There's no cost and no obligation. So why wouldn't you call? HomeRateMortgage.com, 805-9100. HomeRateMortgage.com.
You're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9. And Ben, now we have another special guest in the studio.
Indeed.
We have Eric Bradshaw.
Who's that guy?
He's the other owner of Home Rate Mortgage.
Yes, he is.
What is he, the brains behind the business, right?
Yeah, because you know I'm the motor.
No, I'm kidding you. I'm kidding you.
I'm the glue. I keep it, you know,
the glue.
Held together,
like
while
that.
Ben's ripping it, you know, a million miles an hour.
Well, you guys are a good mix. You guys are a good mix. And it's good to see you because I don't get to see you as much. You're not out there and about behind.
Right. Good to see you as well.
Holding the glue in place. But anyway, thanks for being here. We're going to talk about now 7 fall decor tips. Fall's right around the corner, and let me just tell you guys, that is my favorite time of year.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know about you guys, I love fall. I love the leaves changing colors, orange, red, yellow, all the beautiful colors, pumpkins, all the scents, you know,
Yes.
hay rides, everything that goes along.
The corn maze.
I mean, there's always a lot of fun activities to do.
Do you ever go to, you know, just drive up through the Appalachians and, you know, all just up on those trails with the, what is that highway called up in North Carolina? It goes all the way to Virginia.
I know. Like I said in the first segment, you're my mentor. I'm working to get there, Ben, where I can take all this leisure time.
Stop working so hard.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm afraid I'll miss a deal. So, you know, you got to get it while the getting's good, right?
That's it.
But anyway, no, you're right.
There is so much beauty
fall is the time
us.
Exactly
because this isn't fall is not that great for certain areas of the United States and you,
exactly
and unfortunately our secret down here in Tennessee is getting out.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's gorgeous in the winter, absolutely mm-hmm. stunning. This mm-hmm. is the place to be in the fall because that's when the leaves change their golden, beautiful yellows and light browns.
Exactly.
And, oh, it's gorgeous. Just amazing.
And, you know, a lot of people are thinking, well, I don't know if listing my home in the fall is the best time of year to list it. But I'm telling you, some of my strongest months have been November, December, mm-hmm. believe it or not, even with a holiday.
Well, and with rates where they're at right now, we're not going to have, like, spring is going all the way through.
Yeah.
Spring
exactly.
is staying
the market
in.
Right now is going to be on fire to the end of this year.
Absolutely.
Guaranteed
and going
to
into
year.
Next year.
Like, they're talking about maybe another rate cut, and the rates
exactly.
are already at 3. Like they might not do it, but even if they don't, they stay right where they're at.
It's awesome.
It's going to be on fire because it's been a purchase market for the last 2 years, and now the rates are low enough where if people did a loan last year, anytime last year, I did my loan last August, I'm going to be refinancing in the next month because I can go down 1%.
That's awesome.
Well, if you can go down 1%, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's thousands of dollars over a 30-year.
Anything over $200,000 at 1% is a lot of savings.
Exactly.
About $180 a month.
But for those listening, thinking about, well, I don't know if the fall is the best time to list. Here's some home decorating ideas just for the fall to help you get your home on the market. A lot of homeowners during the fall, they like to decorate with pumpkins and scarecrows and all that. And, of course, you can go overboard. You can make your house look too spooky. Have you seen those homes that really do the overkill for Halloween? And I'm just, like, terrified to even walk on that side of the street,
the big,
you know?
The big blow-up, you know, ghost and pumpkins?
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Some people put, like, 50 of those in
their
yard. Yeah,
I'm not into that.
Too many blow-up items.
Yeah, I'm not into that. But, hey, to each their own, right? So, most agent experts, this is what they're saying. You should at least give your home a fresh coat of paint on the inside, and you should use fall decor judiciously. You want everything in your home to feel, especially in fall, to feel very warm and cozy and inviting, right?
Sure.
So you don't want your...
How many pumpkins are at my house in fall, Eric?
Ton.
27,
well,
47.
See, that's what you got to watch, what he's describing right here, because autumn decorations, you don't want, you want them to have a focus, but you don't want them to be the focus.
Yeah.
Because if everyone's looking at your decor, they're not looking at the floor plan.
Good
they're not
point.
Looking at amenities and what the home has to offer.
Oh, well said.
Okay. So, like I said, you have to think about a fresh coat of paint, maybe on the exterior and the interior. This is a little labor, but I mean, it doesn't cost much to paint your home, right?
No.
Just get a paintbrush and do it. And I recently did this with my office, and I found I always hated painting. And so I decided I was going to paint my office by myself. Stubborn me. I didn't need my husband or anybody to help me. What I found about painting is if you go into it with a positive attitude, it's not as bad as you think
it is. It's therapeutic right. at the end of the day, when right. you, especially when you're getting that zone.
And yeah.
I've been thinking about painting my basement, right?
Yeah.
So I'm getting ready to do that for sure. And then I've been debating on painting the outside of my house, but I have a brick house.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know if the
Are brick, you going to paint the brick?
Do the brick houses sell well, like when they're painted?
It's the new fad. It's the new fad. And, I mean, they seem to be selling. I hope they're selling because there's
actually,
a lot of new
actually,
ones in
I'm
my district.
I'm seeing them sell first.
Yeah.
I'm seeing painted brick sell the fastest right
yeah.
now. And, I mean, what's the color that people are painting it?
White.
Yeah.
A lot of it is white.
Everybody wants
white
to live
brick.
In the White House.
Exactly. So, I don't know. It's, you know.
Male presidente.
Something to think about. You got to get the lighting right. And I'll tell you, key here is managing your natural light. And this is a key feature. When, you know, when someone goes into a home, and let's say the seller has all the blinds open, all the drapes open, and there's a lot of natural light, that does create that kind of inviting, warm, open feel. It does.
Right.
And people like natural light. They really do. And it makes the house feel more open.
That's why nine-foot ceilings are usually mm-hmm. better, because you
yeah.
got longer windows, so you got more light coming in.
Right, exactly. You also have to emphasize coziness. Again, in a room, you can do this with some fluffy throw pillows,
right.
stuff like that, to create just
the
that
depth.
Cozy feeling. Throw some throw pillows on the sofa or blankets, those real warm-looking blankets. All that creates a very cozy feeling.
It does. And you can, and it creates a color pattern of, you know.
Right.
What is it called? When you, it's not clashing, but it's just, it goes against a different color.
An accent color.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, especially if you've got real neutral colors. Get you some colorful throw pillows.
But again,
pillows.
Just like you said about the pumpkins, don't go too much.
Exactly.
You want to get that boldness in there, but then you want to also, you know, keep it just cozy, not cluttered.
Absolutely. And another opportunity to do this is to accentuate a fireplace. If you have your fireplace, you can surround the fireplace and the mantle with some tasteful seasonal decor. Subtle though, where it just draws the eye. You don't want it to be the focus. And you can't forget those seasonal scents. Love this. Apple cider. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes.
Do you not love to go into a home
Absolutely.
Or where yep. they have baked fresh cookies or something, apple cider?
You know what we do? For $4.99, you can buy these cinnamon brooms.
Mm-hmm.
So when you walk in the door at my house, you're going to smell that cinnamon
oh,
broom.
Oh, yeah.
Then when you walk into the kitchen, you're going to smell that apple cider tea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that hot, you know, yum, yum. And you get a glass of that. My wife's all into the teas of the season.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's an
exciting time of the year, because that's, you know, the smells and the scents and the tastes. That's
I love
where it's
it.
At with the
and
fall.
I'm telling you, for anybody out there thinking about selling your home, when someone walks into that home, I can tell you the impression it has on that potential buyer.
And if you want to know how interested they are in your home, put a little chart, and your realtor, Miss Sabrina, can do this for you. We can have a chart, a pamphlet that says the payment on the different down payments
exactly.
of that exact home.
Exactly.
And Home Rate Mortgage can provide that. And here's the deal. When you see them going over there to that, and they're looking at the different payments,
uh-huh.
they start seeing those possibilities of the payment to get mm-hmm. in the house. Hey, just put a camera in that kitchen. You'll know if you got a buyer or not, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I can't stress how sellers need to declutter. You know, people have to visualize. It's amazing to me how folks have the inability to visualize. Not many people can walk into a room and see their furniture there. And if you've got too much furniture, it's too busy, it makes that room, right. Too many pictures. It makes that room look very, very small. And people
in somebody else's house.
Exactly. Well, you're talking about, too, depersonalizing. Because you're right. When you've got all your personal paraphernalia everywhere, nobody can ever see that home being theirs. They see that home as being yours. you know, and so it does. It creates the inability for people to visualize that being their home. But you want, fall's a great time, as we said, to take advantage of really making your home feel warm and cozy and inviting and selling it. And selling it for a high price. And I'll give you guys an example. I showed a house this past week. Walked in it, and, of course, my buyers right off the bat said, this home's been staged. I mean, this home looked like something out of a magazine.
You know? That's awesome.
And it was decluttered, everything perfect, perfectly color-coordinated throughout. Guess what? They called me after seeing that home. They said, we want to make a full-price offer.
Boom!
They didn't even want to. I mean, and there was no other offer on the table, so it wasn't like we were competing. But they were like, we want to make a full-price offer. And this is what's happening in this market.
That's incredible. That's awesome.
And you guys know this. So they're under contract.
Buyers have gotten trained in this market not to offer under because they keep losing the houses.
Yeah,
they're,
like, exactly.
They're getting bidded up over the listing price when it's priced well and it's a nice house. I mean, that's what we've seen over and over again at the office here in the last couple of months. I mean, would you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. And I'll tell you another strategy that kind of invites that scenario is you've seen these listings now. I had a call this week on a home. We think it's on the market. We want to see it. I go pull it up. It says coming soon, right? Mm-hmm. So these realtors put these homes on the market. They say coming soon. So the house may not actually hit the market or be available to be seen for 2, 3, 4, 5 days.
Right.
But what are they doing? The strategy there, they're getting all this interest.
Momentum.
Building that momentum, exactly. Getting all this interest for several days. And then when that thing hits the market, guess what? You got 10 or 15 people making appointments to see it. And then guess what happens? In a lot of those situations, you're getting those multiple offers. You know, the only thing that really concerns me, Ben and Eric, about this, and I'm sure you guys feel this way too, is that situation is really driving our prices up very quickly.
Well, it's not, I mean, would you say it's a lack of inventory? I mean, the inventory
is
definitely lower
the
than
demand's
it was
there.
Several years, and the demand's there. And they can't build houses fast enough right now.
No.
And people aren't moving out of their houses because the rates have been so good. It's like, why would you move out of your house if you're in a 3%, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And we're in Chattanooga. It's a nice city. It's like people aren't going anywhere.
Well, and Ben and I have talked about this the past couple of weeks because I'm telling you, who do you think is going to be driving the market next year? We were talking about how great the market's going to continue to be throughout this year and going into next year. It's going to be millennials who are tired of renting. They're smart. They're going to be ready to buy. And baby boomers who are looking to downsize. That 3,900 square foot home we promoted in the first segment today, guess what? They're looking for that one level.
I got news for you. It's not going to be here. I just texted it to one of my friends. They're going to need that house.
Yeah.
They're going to be calling you today. It's going to be gone.
He's texting while we're on the
road. I'm not kidding
awesome.
You because awesome. This I don't want to say that. Don't say the address again.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I can't have everybody jumping on
now
this.
Now look, he does do this. Okay.
I help my friends.
He does.
If you come to Home Rate Mortgage, we're going to help you.
Well, we promoted one North Chattanooga, and Ben was. Had me somebody out looking at it the next week, which, by the way, that house is under contract.
Gone.
But anyway, we have a lot more to cover here in the next segment. We're going to talk about home maintenance checklists going into fall and winter. We'll be
and
right
with
back.
Us is Jimmy Plumley, a sergeant with the Chattanooga Police Department. Jimmy, why were you looking for a mortgage company?
We decided that we wanted to find a house with a level lot, so we decided we want to sell ours and buy another one.
And why'd you choose Home Rate Mortgage?
We had heard the commercials on the radio, a little bit of investigation on the computer. We had actually used Spin before to do a refinance. They were very wonderful to work with.
And before you went to Home Rate, did you seek help from the banks?
We talked to a couple banks, but just didn't really feel welcome. You got the feeling like you were the number. You had to go through the dial one for this and do this.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
It was easy. You just felt like you could contact Ben and Lindsay and be able to actually get a hold of them and talk to them.
So, Sergeant Plumley, what did you do with all the money you saved?
We bought an older house in the Hickson area. We're going to take the money and put it back into the house and do some upgrades.
I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100 or homeratemortgage.com. Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high-interest credit card debt. into one low fixed rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. We have Eric Bradshaw as a guest today. We've had Open Arms Care Corporation, and you know, they're having that bike run coming up on, let's see here.
September, right? Yep. Here it is, September 14th.
If you go to active.com.
$30 to register.
$30, you can get on active.com and look up the ride to provide.
Yeah.
You can also, you get a long sleeve shirt, you get a meal. I mean, that's pretty good.
And
$30.
You get an opportunity to give back.
That's the bigger exactly. thing here. They're taking care of people of all ages, but they have to register before before they're 18, but they take kids with intellectual disabilities
and development.
Yeah. I mean, what an honor of what they do. They have homes all over.
I know.
And Ben, it sounded like Sabrina was going to ride in this thing, right? I mean, she was getting excited.
I had some stipulations, though. Did you hear? I want my training wheels, and I get to stay in the slow lane. And that's willing to do the 12 miles till the 24 mile, and I wanted the rescue team close by.
26 is the minimum, Sabrina. 26 miles is the minimum.
Well,
so
I'm going to see if I can get away with 13.
Hey, maybe you can do 13. I can do 13.
Yeah, exactly.
We can do a tag team.
How can we do that?
I like that. Let's do that.
It's like hand off the baton, right?
Yeah, that's it.
This is seriously, I mean, Mark and I both have really nice bikes, and we haven't gotten them out in forever. Last time we got them out, we went over to Enterprise South and rode them. But this would be a good opportunity for us to get our bikes out and go for a ride. I would need to practice, though. I'm serious. I mean, if you've not been on a bike in a while, you just can't jump on one and just take off. I mean, you got to kind of reacclimate
yourself. It'll wear your legs out. It'll wear your legs out.
And this is very different than the little cycle class I do at the YMCA. So, bro, you're just sitting there stationary. Exactly. But anyway, okay, Ben, it is time. Ben and Eric, for our listeners out there, we're getting ready to go into fall, my favorite time of the year. Love fall. There's a lot to do outside. But one thing you should not do as fall approaches is neglect the maintenance of your home. This is a great opportunity to do some maintenance to your home. One thing is clean out gutters, right?
Right.
So you have to keep them cleaned out.
Exactly. You have to continue to clean them out.
Hold on. Do you have gutter guards?
We do not. Okay. But we just got new gutters. I'm sure we're going to have to put some on.
I've owned my house since 2007. Mm-hmm. I bought it with gutter guards. Mm-hmm. I have not cleaned out my gutters.
That's
one
awesome.
Single time.
Do you not have to at all?
So if you're out there and you sell gutter guards, mm-hmm. drop some business cards at my office. I really believe in gutter guards because my previous home didn't have gutter guards, and you know what? You can get hurt up there trying to clean it.
Oh yeah, you can
do damage to your house. The fascia board does not last as long. You know, look, I'm in the home business.
Yeah.
And I believe in these gutter guards.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know how expensive they are, but I'd like to know more about it because they have really cut down the maintenance of my home.
Well, it's very important, though, to keep them cleaned out, whether it's gutter guards or getting out, cleaning it out, to keep your downspouts from clogging. You know what kind of problems it can cause.
It's serious problems.
Yeah, and there's no point in having gutters if they're not going to function properly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Add insulation. Okay, insulation is important not only for comfort but also for protecting the integrity of your home.
Amen.
It prevents ice dams and pipes from freezing and may protect against fires.
No doubt about it.
I can't stress to you how important it is to add insulation in a perfect time before winter gets here, bitter cold, snow, all that stuff.
Check your attic space because there you can put insulation on both sides. Usually the attic is a space between the roof and the and an internal wall.
Right.
And I'll go down to those attic spaces. A lot of times there'll be insulation on the inside wall.
Yes.
But not against the roof wall.
Yeah.
And that is it's not a no-no, but it's a big deal if you think about it. Insulation, let's say it's a $300, $400 for all your insulation to have it double insulated. You're that will pay for itself in 3 months.
Exactly
in the
will. It sure will with that electric bill, for sure.
So you can't afford not to have extra insulation if it's available.
You'll love the next one, Ben, because he really has a fetish with water damage. So protect your pipes, right?
Well, we talk
water
about that a lot.
Pipes in crawl spaces, attics, or basements are prone to freezing. If you add insulation, you're protecting the pipes. And you know if the pipes rupture, water gets everywhere, what kind of damage that can cause is terrible. Clean the chimney. Fall's a good time to have a professional inspect and clean your chimney. You need to check for cracks, and you need to also check for bird nests and debris. They look for chimneys, and I'm telling you, they'll build a nest there or whatever they can do. This is an easy one, and you should be doing this year-round. Inspect your HVAC system. I mean, this is a no-brainer. If you stay on top of your heat and air system during the milder seasons, you're just ensuring your system is running its best when it's frigid winter or very hot summer.
Yep. So, spring and fall is perfect time to do it, the milder side.
And it's easy. Please, people, don't do this. Change your filters. Change your filters. That's such an easy thing to do.
You don't want to be without heat in the winter. And so, I mean, I think what goes along with that is, you know, fill up your propane tank.
Absolutely.
There's still some people that use oil around here, and they don't deliver that stuff on the weekend.
Yeah, and you should have some backup source of heat. God forbid the power goes off or something like that, right?
Right.
If you're a wimp like me, because I don't like bitter cold at all.
Got that winter jacket on backup.
So those are easy things you can do in the fall. Clean your gutters, add insulation, protect your pipes, clean the chimney, and inspect your heat and air system.
Yeah,
now,
don't leave those hoses on as winter approaches.
Yeah, right. It's true. I mean, we talked about this. Water, the damage it can cause. Oh,
it is.
My God.
Water is it.
It just compounds if it goes without being addressed. Winter, okay? Here's some things you should do to your home in the winter. Change the furnace filter. It's not an annual task, but you should do it every 2 months, okay? Seal cracks and holes. We've talked about this before. Wildlife, right? Wildlife's looking for a place to get warm, and if there's a crack or a hole, they're going to get in there and they're going to find shelter, right?
And this also has to do with your driveway.
Uh-huh.
If you have a crack, it's this adhesive you put in there. You can make it look like it's like a cement adhesive, and it, you know, it looks better, number one.
Right.
It looks a little better. But it gets the water out from underneath it. Because guess what? The strongest thing is in the world is water.
Exactly.
When it turns into ice, it'll move mountains.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I'll tell you a personal experience. Walk around the exterior of your home and just look up around your gutters and look all around the top and make sure that there's no cracks or anything that a squirrel or anything like that can get in. Because you want to talk about wreaking havoc.
Oh, goodness.
A little squirrel can wreak some havoc.
We had
this happen. And we ended up having to call the wildlife man out to capture it. He came and set a trap. I was like, are you for real? This is not going to work. But it did.
And squirrels to multiply.
They'll build a nest.
They will. They build hotels.
And don't think if they can get to your electrical, they'll get to your electrical and eat it out to you. I'm telling you, and they can do a lot of damage. To be such a small creature, I'm serious. A squirrel can do a lot of damage, but we experience that. So just go around, because if you see a crack or a hole, go ahead and fill it so you don't have this problem later. Update your alarm and alert system. How important is this?
Yeah. We even have an emergency one in case somebody tried to make us turn it off.
Right.
We would punch in a different code and it automatically goes silent. And tells the police to come anyway.
That's awesome. And, you know, a lot of people may not know this, but you should have a smoke alarm outside every bedroom.
That's right.
And on every level of your home. You go in these homes you see one smoke alarm.
Yeah. I've seen it in the news. Because they didn't have a smoke alarm in the children's bedrooms, the children passed away.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's not.
You should have one outside every bedroom. And on every level. And nowadays, I would just recommend, too, it's smart to even have a carbon monoxide detector.
You need it. In Tennessee, there's a lot of rock, and a lot of under that rock could be trapped carbon monoxide.
Exactly. And these are just preventative measures, so you don't have problems later. Clean out your dryer vent, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you should be cleaning
that got me about 4 years ago.
Okay. What happened?
Well, you know, I guess it was getting clogged up. And it made the dryer overheat. I had to buy a new dryer.
Uh-oh.
So, again, look, I'm pretty decent at maintenance stuff. Mm-hmm. I make sure I'm always looking and being aware. But, you know, some things are going to get past you, and it is what it is. Have a positive attitude about it.
Right.
And keep going forward.
And the accumulation of lint is actually a fire hazard. That stuff easily ignites. So, I mean, it's a fire hazard.
It's like coal, isn't it?
Right. And this, I love this next one. Review your insurance coverage. This is a good time in the winter when you're kicked back. Things have slowed down. We talked about this. We had
with Michael Colquitt.
Yeah, we had him on a couple weeks ago. And just talking about how important it is for homeowners to review their policy and to understand their policy. So many people don't even understand it. And here's something.
Nobody understands
Nobody
it,
does.
Because you know what it says on the policy? It says you're covered for everything, and then it just has a page or two or three or eight of exceptions.
Exactly.
Right? So, and those exceptions, you got to be like a lawyer to analyze and figure out all the stuff that it might not actually cover.
So it's probably important to deal with someone when you're buying homeowners insurance.
Absolutely.
It's local, that's accessible. You can go sit down if you've got questions. And, you know, something nobody thinks about, and I just heard a horror story that a couple went through with their homeowners. You've got to update your coverage amounts because as your home appreciates, especially in the market we're in now, these people that bought their homes 10 years ago for $150,000.
Yeah, gets hit by a tornado or a fire, and then they don't have enough to rebuild it.
And oh, they goodness. Never raised their limits on their policy. Well, guess what? If a tornado comes and wipes your home out, you're only getting what your policy covers. And if your right. home's worth $250,000 now, that's a huge gap.
Right.
So it's important to do that. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, though. And then right after winter, we've got spring. So spring, you know, spring's an unpredictable time in terms of weather. You don't know if you're going to go out, it's going to be sunny, if you're going to get rain, if it's snow. We had the big blizzard of, when was that, 92 back then?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was 93, 92. So.
Yeah, exactly. So spring is a good time, again, to come back and clean those gutters. Between the snow melts and the spring showers and all that, great opportunity to clean your gutters. Do an exterior inspection of your home. You've gotten through the winter and everything. Spring's a good time to look for missing shingles, loose siding, hanging branches. By the way, you should go around, check your trees, remove any hanging branches, any dead trees. Such a hazard. In an easy way, and check your sump pump. So I think that we've given some good advice on what people should do going into fall.
You know, Sabrina, I feel a little stressed out now because I got a lot I need to go check on.
Yeah, your honey-do list just compounded, yeah, right?
I know. Yeah. For sure.
Well, maybe Ben will let you have some time off work.
Yeah.
I tell
yeah,
you, right. I know he owes
yeah,
you.
Right. You know what Ben does?
What are you doing while he's out vacationing all the time, Eric?
I'm holding out for it, but here's what Ben does. I'll come over to his house, right, and he'll have a project, and he'll – I don't know if it's the right way to say he Tom Sawyers me. You know, he's the guy. He's like, hey, it's fun to whitewash the fence. So I got to pull him over for one of these projects over at my house now.
That's awesome.
Oh, payback is. Yeah, payback. It is. Hey, this has been the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. I hope you've had a fun time with us this Labor Day weekend. We sure have, and it's been awesome. Sabrina, enjoy that new car that Mark's going to buy.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour with your hosts, Sabrina Smedley and Ben Phillips. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. only on Easy 106.9.